Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey. It's important to note that living in the bliss frequency is directly tied to the frequency of time that you spend resonating in that frequency. The feeling of love or happiness is an actual vibration. It's a frequency that we can achieve through events and experiences. And it's being at this frequency in a consistent manner that allows us to raise our vibration and to access it with more ease and frequency. Once we learn how to consistently raise our vibration to a place where we feel happy and blissful, it is so much easier to achieve and sustain. It feels more natural to be there. People who are depressed, who perhaps are living a very challenging life, people who feel generally overwhelmed with negative thoughts and energy, can find it hard to raise their vibration and keep it there for extended periods of time. Of course, everyone probably feels a certain sense of bliss, maybe in fleeting moments or from memories in their past. But for many, it's not something that they access on a daily basis. With time and practice, it is possible to raise your vibration little and little each day until you reach a place where feeling blessed and happy is achievable on a regular basis, no matter what you are going through. To make this shift, you can start by looking for things that will inspire you and make you happy. It may mean shifting things in your life so that you have a more positive flow of energy all around you. And it also means letting go of the things that are keeping your energy resonance low. All the things that you bring into your life affect your overall energy and the way that you feel. You are made up of all the things that you surround yourself with and the things that you take in. That includes the people you spend the most time with, the books that you read, the hobbies you have, and of course the food that you eat. Once you start to look at life through the lens of what makes you happy and what doesn't, you can start to make healthy choices and make the changes that will help you to raise your vibration in all areas of your life. The goal being that the more time you spend being happy and resonating in the bliss frequency, the more natural it will feel, and the more time you spend there, the higher your vibration will become. To understand the basics of energy vibration, check out the energy resonance graph by Dr. David Hawkins, and listen to my podcast on energy dynamics. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.